I think this is kind of interesting. It says here, John, here's some ideas that we can all do in the, since we're all hunkered down in our homes. Do workout videos on YouTube from the workout app. Spring cleaning. Take up a hobby you wanted to try. Maybe you want to play an instrument. We bought a cheese making kit for Valentine's Day. And we're going to make mozzarella cheese. Plus, there are fun online classes. And when somebody said fun online classes, I thought of my old producer, Beth Swerk. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hi, John Williams. Good. Nice. How are you?
Good to hear your voice. Beth, you work for MasterClass. Speaking of online classes, what is MasterClass?
MasterClass is an online platform where you can literally learn from the best in the world, whether that's business, writing, music, chess. We've got over 80 classes, and it's a platform where there are hundreds of lessons, and you can learn from masters of their craft.
Well, I called you just because I'm thinking, well, what else can people do besides watch old movies and the 2016 World Series again? And maybe I'm sorry. Maybe this is an opportunity for people. So, what do people watch? And what are the most popular online master classes?
We don't share specifically what the most popular are, but I can tell you what I'm loving, what I'm finding people resonating with right now. I mean, for me, I'm finding it, I work there, and I'm still finding it as a place just of, like, respite and a little bit of inspiration during these times. So I'm loving our business classes. Anna Wintour, Bob Iger, Sarah Blakely with Spanx, they're inspiring me to press on. but there's also some that are really timely right now. Paul Krugman teaches economics and society, which a lot of people have been diving into, and just in general, in 2020, I've been finding that Doris Kearn Goodwin has really been resonating. She teaches leadership through presidents, which I think is quite timely right now.
What about cooking?
And even cooking, we've got a handful of cooking. Thomas Keller, Alice Waters, Massimo, to give a shout out to Italy. Massimo Bottura has an amazing Italian class. And Aaron Franklin with barbecue, which I know we're coming up on summer grilling season, so that's been a favorite of a lot of my friends' husbands in the Chicagoland area, for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, I could just see people sitting there going, well, all right, we're going to start cooking more, too, obviously. We're not eating out, so maybe
exactly,
people would take the time to go, all right, what's a novel thing I could learn to cook? And maybe a cooking class or master class would be good. Maybe if you just are thinking about the economy, Paul Krugman's class sounds interesting. Doris Kearns Goodwin is always just a lovely, marvelous, intelligent lady. She's always enjoyable to listen to talk to. So I've always enjoyed her when she's on a talk show or something like that. I've read her books.
Yeah.
But Beth is like Netflix. Beth is like Netflix. She doesn't give up her numbers.
I'm the director of comms. It's my job, Steve.
Give me another kind of class I could watch then. I got 30 seconds, Beth.
I think especially with the kids at home and everybody just, making cheese, there's just a lot of craft.
Yes. There's
a lot of skills. There's chess, there's guitar, there's Misty Copeland, Steph Curry, Carlos Santana, violin for the kids with Itzhak, magic with Penn and Teller. I mean, and they're really high quality and dive deep. And it's just a little getaway, but with inspiration. And it just feels like time's being used with a purpose. Because I know I went in a deep Netflix hole this weekend, and I cherished every second of it. I think we all needed the disappearing for a little bit and the disconnect. But you can literally leave Earth with Chris Hadfield, which I think is what we're all ready to be doing right now.
Who's Chris Hadfield? Who's that?
Astronaut.
Pardon me.
He takes you off of the Earth, which sounds kind of awesome right now. I think that's what I'm going to be watching next.
Good to hear you, Beth.
Love you, John.
That's Beth Swerk. She used to be our producer here. She now works for MasterClass.
And she does a great job there.